We are learning Masechtas Chulim Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The first words on the line is V'tana Kama. We're starting from right there, V'tana Kama. We had three shittas in the Gemara on Daf Chav Aleph, three shittas, the Tana Kama, the Rabbi Shmuel, and the Lozer of Shimon. And the question is, how do you dash the word Kamishpat? The first man the Yama learns Kamishpat is, which is Tana Kama, learns the Kamishpat Chatas Behema, and we learn that from there, that is the shita of Tana Kama. The second shita is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. We learn a commission b'chatas oif, and we learn after b'chatas oif that it has to be memul arpa. It doesn't say by oilus oif anything about where it is. We learn memul arpa. The third shita is Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, who learns that commission b'chatas oif means that we learn out that it's roiv shnayim. But krivoy will say it's separate. That's different. One has one siman, two siman. It says roiv shnayim. That's how Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon will learn. Now, if you need Tana Kama, the Gemara says, if you're learning out from Behema, so why are you learning out just like by Behema, Rav Shnayim is enough. Here also Rav Shnayim should be enough. So that, the Gemara says, because it says in Malak Vehikdir, which is Mashma, that we have to completely sever both Shemonim. So the question is, the Gemara is going to ask right now, is why do you need Vekrivoy to say it's different than Chat Asayif? And what do you need Malak Vehikdir? Isn't that the same Drasha twice? L'chari, the same Drasha twice together. Great thing, Gemara Kasha, V'tana Kama, V'chmi Afka, the Nafgalon. If it already says, so why does it have to say, you're already saying, which means it's two separate things, why need v'kriva? I know it's two separate things. I would say, we have to word v'kriva, I would say, my kamishpat, kamishpat chatasayif. It was mean kamishpat, it means kamishpat chatasayif. He learned that commission b'chadas behema. Why? Why is it chadas oif? So the Bryce asked the question. He said, no, the krivoy says that's not l'chadas oif. Okay, so just have, so here, so that's what it says. Lava krivoy, have mina, kiv chadas oif. Ve'im mishum umalak v'hikter, it says malak v'hikter. How would you learn malak v'hikter? It sounds like it has to be malika and akhtar, two different things. Hava mina, ma akhtar v'roi shum esbeach, af malika v'roi shum esbeach. I would have said that for a different drasha, we know that the oilas ha'oif is above the chutas sikra, you stand above the chutas sikra, and the chalas ha'oif is below, is on the bottom. How do we know this? So we know from the words of Malak v'hikter, just like haktara is on top of the mizbeach, this pasuk is by oilas ha'oif, af malika b'roish ha'shal mizbeach. So that's what you would have thought, that's what Malak v'hikter means. So therefore, you need a krivoy to say, number one is that it's separate. A krivoy says it's separate. And now you need umalak vehikter. Now it's still shver a little bit. After you have a krivoy, so why do you need malak vehikter? Why do you need malak vehikter? Once a krivoy says it's different, so why do you need malak vehikter? Zog Rashi, has to cost of a krivoy, Zog Rashi, al kochach okre minei, the chilek gamri mashma le tanakama. It's mashma, it's separate, le tikmu minei klal. It's different than chatas ha'if. But kimno achatas behemo. But the only question is, if I have a krivoy, it's still shver, why do you need umalak v'hikdah? So the Mashal talks about this. Mashal says, Pirish, the chiluk to the krivoy legamri mash malav dolo, but loy achizes roish v'guf klal. V'hainu b'lav umalak v'hikdah. V'chein pirish rashi, come on. So he says, so v'hod itzrich drash umalak v'hikdah tanakama. So you shouldn't say that you make a hekesh lebehima that's enough roiv shnayim af oilas oif thing. So you need a malak v'hikta to say, but krivoy says that you're different than chatas oif. But now we have a new drasha to learn out from behima. May l'shuk behima is roiv shnayim, here also roiv shnayim. Comes a malak v'hikta and says it's separate. And basically the question really is, why need both? You know why you need a krivoy? Because if you didn't have the krivoy, you would say that really, it's kamishpat chatas oif. Ayo malak v'hikter, it means something else. Haktara b'roish ha'mizbeach, malik is b'roish ha'mizbeach. You stand higher up. You ever stand higher up?
It's not
for that. That is it then. That is it then, but you just use it only for that. Now it says v'krivoy, you have a right to use malak v'hikter as well to say that's separate things. Zotik maravaita. Hash because of whatever v'krivoy, d'roish b'nami ha, yidarshim both. Zotik maravaita. Chatas behema the inner bar mechun menalan. It's a new question. We have before that according to Tanakama, we say kamishpat. Kamishpat of oilus ha'oif is like chatas behema. What are we learning of chatas behema? We're not learning about Rav Shnayim. It says the Malach Be'ikta, right? We're not learning about Rav Shnayim, Rav Shnayim's mom. So what are we learning out? Three halachas. First of all, it has to be Menachulin, not Maisa Shani money. Number two, it has to be Bayoim. Number three, it has to be Yad Yayim Manas. So, first of all, what does it mean? It has to be not for Maisa Shani money. Rashi speaks out, even according to Rav Yehuda, whose Shita is all of a Shas, Maisa Mom and Heditu, still, you can't use that money. It has to be Chulin Mamash. How do we know that? We learn Chas Behem, but how do you know Chas Behem like that? Chas Behem, the inner Baal Menachulin, Munalan, how do we know? Amram Chista, Makra, Vehikr of Aaron is para Chatas Ashaloi. And it says in the Pasuk twice the words Ashaloi. Look at the Pasuk like this. It says, Vehikr of Aaron is para Chatas Ashaloi, Vehibe Ba'adoi Vabesoi, Veshachat is para Chatas Ashaloi. It's twice in the Pasuk Ashaloi. To teach us, Mishaloi, Vle Mishal Tzibra, that's number one. One, that has to be from your own money, not from the Tzibra's money. And two, Veloi Mishal Meiser, and not from Meiser Sheini money. And we learn out from there that the same way that Chatas Behema cannot be from Meiser Sheini money, every person's Chatas also cannot be from Meiser Sheini money. Second drasha is Bayoim. Great thing, Mara Kasha, why do I need the Pasuk to learn out of Chatas Behema? We know every Avoid has to be Bayoim. I mean, Bayoim Tzavoyis in Afka. We learn out from Bayoim Tzavoyis that every Avoid is Bayoim. So Gemara, you're right. Kedin Aspa, just slept along, you know, together with Chulin. Yom, you don't need Yom for a drasha. We know every Avoda, all Kabbalas have to be by Yom. Yodah Yemanis, we know Yodah Yemanis from Midrav Barachan Nafka. No, forget the Barakash of this. It says Yodah Yemanis that we know it's that by Chatos of Yom Kippur. It's with the right hand. So we're saying here also by Elisa, oh, it has to be the right hand. Faith the Marakasha, I know why it's the right hand, because it says Kayin by, but it says the word Kayin by the Elisaib. Yodi, Yemanis, Rabbi Machan Nafka, Dom Rabbi Machan, Dom Rabbi Shimon Malakash, Komokash Nema Etzba Oi Kuhuna. Either it says the word Etzba or it says Kuhuna in Eliyamin. So why do I need a Limud, Machas Behema? I know, because it says Kayin. And for the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Vidoch, Kuhuna by Etzba, Etzba Loi by Kuhuna. He holds like the Shita, which is Shita Rabbi Shimon, that The only time you say that you need yamin is if it says both etzba and kuna. Actually, it needs the word etzba. That's what it means. It says like this. He holds that kuna by etzba, but etzba by kuna. All you really need is the word etzba, and that says yamin. It doesn't say etzba by obviously by oil sa'if, but it does say etzba by chatas of Yom Kippur. Because there it says you put the matanas with the etzba. So we learn now, just like over there, it's yamin. How do we know? Because it says etzba. Here also, it's yamin. Because we learn out from Chatas Behema. Right tomorrow, last question. That we learn that according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is used the word Kamishpat for? Kamishpat Chatas Oif. What is learned from Kamishpat Chatas Oif? That it's Memul Oirif. Because Oilus Oif doesn't say Memul Oirif. It says a Malakas Rosha. It doesn't say where it is. So how do you know that it's Memul Oirif by every single Malika? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn it out from Kamishpat. But according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shimon, where do you know that Oil Saif is a Mul Arif? But Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shimon, Mul Arif and Alhu, Gamri Malika Mamalika, which is a drasha of Mamatzinu. Learn Mamatzinu. Mamalika by Chatas is Mul Arif. Here also, it's Mul Arif. Now, so that's what comes out with all the drashas over here, and all the different drashas that we know. Now, Rashi Bavaran said, according to the, how do you know that if you learn Mamul Oiref, we learn from here, Malika, Rabbi Shmuel over here learns from Kamishpat, he learns that the Mamul learns Mamul Oiref. So how does he know the other drashas? So he spoke out yesterday from Rashi, how does he know the drashas of, let's say, B'yayim, B'yadei, Yimonis? He learns it out from Zayis HaTayra, La'ilu L'mincha, that there includes everything, all oil, the oil of every oil is hukash to Chatas, including oil Sa'if. So Ad Kan, all the different drashas of Rabbanon was Shimon and Rishmal. Zok the new Mishnah. When it comes to Kabbanas of Oifos, in the Torah we have two type of birds that are allowed for Kabbanas. Toirim and Bnei Yoina. Those are two type of birds, two type of birds or pigeons, that or doves, turtle doves, that they're kosher for the Kabbanas. Now, it says for birds for Kabbanas. And it says Toirim and Bnei Yoina. So the Mishnah says like this, a klal. Kosher b'toirin. Actually, it says it with a nun. And like Rashi speaks out, this is Lashon HaMishnah. In the Torah, it says with a mem, Toirim. So Zok the Mishnah. Kosher b'toirin. pasul bnei yayna. Whatever is kosher, the age that's kosher by Tyrin, that's pasul by bnei yayna. And kosher bnei yayna, whatever is kosher bnei yayna, is pasul by Tyrin. And we'll see what the shear is soon. And the Mishnah says, tchilas atziv bezeh bezeh pasul. When the hair starts turning golden, so by both of them it's pasul. Because Tyrim has to be completely gold, and by Tyrim and by Bnei Yayin, it can't be at all gold. So Tchilas Hatziyuv Bezeh Ubezeh is possible. So you already see from the Mishnah already a little bit what's the shear of the age. So it means Tyrim is when it has gold here, and Bnei Yayin is when it doesn't have any gold here. Tanu Rabbanon, learn a brayis like this. Tyrim Gedolin Kshayr, big ones are kosher, Ketanim Psulim. Bnei Yayin is the opposite, Ketanim Kshayrim, Gedolin Psulim. The ketanim are kosher, and the big ones are pasul. Nimtza, turns out, like our Mishnah says, kosher b'tayrin, pasul b'yayna. Kosher b'yayna, pasul b'tayrin. Turns out that whatever is kosher by tayrin is pasul b'yayna, and kosher b'yayna is pasul b'tayrin. Tanu Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa, tayrim g'doylim lo ketanim. Tayrim means big ones and not small ones. Shiyachal, you would say it's a kavachayma. But lo yidinu, make kavachayma. Oma, on top of on base now, oma b'yayna, shlehuk shiru b'gdoylim. Madach bnei yayna, which are not kosher when it gets older. Hukshuru b'ktanim, it's kosher when it's smaller. Tayrim shukshu b'dayim, and then shukshu b'ktanim, shukshu b'ktanim. Tamaloyma tayrim. Now, how do you see from tayrim g'dayim l'ktanim? We'll see more often explain in a second. Tamaloyma tayrim, which means daf g'dayim l'ktanim. Bnei yayna, then it goes by. The bnei yayna k'tanim l'gdayim. Bnei yayna have to be small ones, not big ones. Shiyachal, I didn't know, b'kav b'chayim. Wasn't kosher b'ktanim, hukshu b'gdayim. Bnei yayna shukshu b'ktanim, and then shukshu b'gdayim. Tam leimer, it's in the pasuk bnei yoyna has to be dafuk tanim like daylam. My Talmud, what's a drasha? And how do you know it's ma'akiv? How do you know? Amarava, I'll tell you why. It says plenty of times in the Torah, the Torah bnei yoyna. It says by Shmias Koil, that's the Veyaledes, Zav and Zava, by Metzora. It never says bnei Torah and yoyna. It never says that. It says Amarava, the Shtamet Krav looked at me in bnei haTorah and mina yoyna. It never says it at one time. So, like upon him, therefore, that's a riot. It's very exact. Tayrim have to be Tayrim and Yoyna Abnei Yoyna. So Zog Tegmar, okay, I hear you. Ema Abnei Yoyna Iksiv Rukman Abnei Ketanim Ingdayim Loi. But Tayrim is a generic word. It can be everything, big or small. Tayrim by Ingdayim Laisi by Ketanim Laisi. Zog Tegmar, no. Dumyad Abnei Yoyna. Ma Abnei Yoyna, just like Abnei Yoyna is exact, Ketanim Ingdayim Loi. Af Tayrim, Tayrim also, Gedayim in. Ketanim loy. Just bnei yoyna, it says dafka bnei yoyna, and we're saying it repeats it over the Torah a bunch of times. You know, dafka ketanim nakdaylim. By Torah more so, dafka gedayim nakdaylim, because even though Torah is a generic word, I mean everything, but lamaisa, it's similar to bnei yoyna. So bnei yoyna is exact. Torah more so is exact, and it means dafka Torah gedayim and not ketanim. And the next tomorrow we'll see exactly what's called a gadol and what's called a katan.